News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain I mean, I got to tell you real quick about my friends, too, at ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions. So the folks at ZLA, they are great at putting people back to work. And if you're looking for a job in Alabama, even though we've got this incredible low unemployment rate, there are still people looking for jobs. And ZLA Solutions, at their website, ZLA USA, they've got jobs posted everywhere. And if you are one of those employers who's looking to fill out your ranks of your own workforce, ZLA Solutions, they can help you with the recruiting, the drug testing, the background checks, whatever you need, blue collar, white collar, no collar, does not matter. ZLA Solutions, they are good at what they do. Go to ZLAUSA.com and just tell them that you heard it on Right Side Radio. All right, folks, I said the phone lines are open, and they are, and they're already stacking up on the phones, 866-494-9866 if you want to call in. I got line two here. Mark from Athens held on during the break. Hey, Mark, Phil Williams on Right Side. Thanks for holding on. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Senator Williams.
Absolutely.
I got a little thing I'm going to throw out here, and I want your opinion on this, because in 2016 and again in 2020, there was a lot of emphasis put on the soccer mom vote.
Mm.
A lot of emphasis, especially in 2016, and women voting. I'm wondering how this, with the attorney general sicking the defense department or the departments on them, on all these moms going to their school boards meetings and speaking their minds, how that's going to react in the upcoming midterm elections. With all these moms saying the federal government's coming after me because I'm looking out for my kids and I'm trying to speak my mind at these school board meetings.
Oh, that's a great question, Mark. You know, and I'll add one more piece to that big picture. And you saw what happened to Kyrsten Sinema. We had activists, and some of which were male activists, who followed her into the women's room and stood outside of the stall while she used the facilities, filming it and yelling at her. And then also did the same thing to her in the airport and on a plane and in the hallways at the Arizona State University where she was teaching a class that weekend. And so, yeah, I think there's been a complete disregard. The whole hashtag MeToo thing is supposed to be, you know, all about the Democrats caring more for female rights and responsibilities than the Republicans. And it's not playing out that way. I think it could be a factor. I think it'll have to be some careful advertising of it, but it could be a factor.
And with that being said, I'm an old Texas guy, born and bred in Texas, but I moved here in 2000, so I'm almost a native born or a native here now, I guess, for after 21 years. I need to apologize to Copper.
What's that?
When I finished on the call with her before the break, she asked if I could hold on. I said, "Thank you, honey." That's just an old Texas slang that came out, and I apologize if that offended her.
Copper. You want to address that? Do you feel offended or put upon by any chance?
I understand it's a Southern thing. So it's a Southern. Okay.
It's a Southern thing. It is indeed. Mark from Athens,
thanks for
the call, bud.
Thank you. I feel relieved then. Thank you very much.
Sure.
All right, good deal.
Love
hey,
your show,
Mark,
man.
Thanks.
Y'all keep it up.
All right, thanks, Mark. We appreciate your call. All right, hey, listen, I'm going to go to line one. Mitchell from Huntsville's on there. Mitchell, hey, Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, how are you? You doing all right?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Oh, doing pretty good, man. I was actually going to call in and you guys talked about the vaccine mandates. I am actually one of those nurses. Can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Oh, I said I am one of those nurses that worked through the pandemic, long hours, overtime, all that kind of good stuff without stopping the entire time. And I will be losing my job on November 15th because I refuse to take the vaccine.
Wow.
I work for Optum Home Care is who I work for, and that's kind of where everything's headed if Kayavi doesn't get in gear and do something about it.
Well,
need a special session to be called and something to be done about it. Cause it's not just me. There's a whole lot of people out there that's in my boat.
Mitchell, I tell you what,
I kind of want to make a plea to her.
I appreciate that, and I hope someone is listening that will get that word to her. I've already signed on, or the Alabama Policy Institute, with me chiming in on it, has already signed on to a letter encouraging her to do that very thing. First of all, Mitchell, let me say this. Thanks for what you do and the fact that you were in the mix providing health care through the pandemic from start to finish, well, at least for till now, without having a vaccine. I mean, it's amazing to me that you've been doing this for what, 18 months or more? And now suddenly you can't do your job anymore unless you get the shot. And I am sorry to hear it. Now, there are some hospitals, Mitchell, UAB for one, that recanted on their vaccine mandate. So there's some out there that are still hiring, and I hope that's an opportunity for you. Do you have a backup plan? What's your intent?
Sure, yeah. We'll just kind of let it roll and see what happens, and I'm hoping for the best, but it may be a career change. But I'm not gonna comply with that.
Well, can I ask you what part of the mandate gets you? Are you opposed to the shot in general, or do you already have antibodies?
Well,
what's your thought?
Health concerns, health concerns, basically just rights, just everything in general. It just there's too many questions surrounding it. Just basically those three things.
I appreciate that, and I hope folks are hearing the fact that you are a qualified individual to review healthcare, and you've made a decision on your own that is probably well reasoned and better informed than the average citizen. Mitchell, my best to you, man. I hope you'll keep us posted, by the way. And if something comes about with Governor Ivey, I don't know that it could possibly come about by November 5th, but nonetheless, I hope your employer wakes up and does something. All right,
we'll,
that was Mitchell.
We'll just have to see what happens. Yeah. It's definitely stressful. So,
well, it is, man, and I cannot imagine. But blessings on you, and thank you for what you've done to this point. I do believe there's going to be a place out there for you because you're not the only medical provider, and there are others that own medical clinics and other buildings. I mean, other facilities that I think there may be an option on. And so I tell you what, hey Mitchell, can you stay on? I want Copper to put you on hold. I'm going to get her to give you some information about somebody you might want to call. All right. Can you hang on? Just let her put you on hold.
Yeah, I can.
All right. Do that. All right, folks. Listen, we're going to keep the phone lines open. 866-494-9866. If you want to call in, talk about what's on your mind, I would love to hear it. But there's plenty in the news right now, and I'm going to go to a good news story here just for a minute while I look up some information for Mitchell, and I'm going to type it up on the screen for you, Copper, here in just a second. In fact, I'll just tell folks what I'm doing right now. I happen to know a doctor in the Huntsville area who probably shares some of the concerns that have just been expressed by Mitchell, and I'm gonna make sure his number is given to Mitchell. So Copper, offline, if you would, I'm gonna ask you to give Mitchell the number that I'm typing up on the screen for you, and maybe Mitchell can give him a call and find out where job opportunities might be available for him in the Huntsville area. And let me do that real quick here. I'm putting down the number. One second, listening audience, as I try to help a brother right side ruffian. All right, Copper, I gave you the name and the number, and if you wouldn't mind, please give that to him offline. All right, folks, while she does that, let me go to a good news story, all right? Something that's happening that's a totally different subject. I'm looking at the news right now. AL.com, every once in a while, AL.com actually says something worth reading, and I love this story. This, you know, I told you about the floods that happened overnight, and Birmingham was apparently just wrecked by rain. I mean, and we're talking a foot of rain, literally 12 inches of rain in about a 5-hour span. It was like of epic levels, and so it's pretty significant. But what it did was it caused massive flooding. We've had 4 deaths in Marshall County, up by Gunnersville, and 2 more down in the Jefferson Shelby County area. But there's a story right now on AL.com of a rescue. There were 2 Birmingham police officers. Now, first of all, former, I believe he's retired, police chief Johnny Johnson, who's 79 years old, was following a woman home from church. She herself is 87 years old, and he was following her home from church to make sure she got home okay, which, first of all, I love that. That's America. And he was following her home to make sure she got home okay, and they got to the 28th Street North, 15th Avenue North train overpass. And as she went under it, she didn't see the water, Johnson said, and her vehicle went straight into a huge batch of water and went completely submerged. And so 2 Birmingham police officers were right there on the scene, probably had been sent out there to try and keep people away from that spot. But for whatever reason, she drove right past him and into the water, apparently. And these, Johnny Johnson says he was literally about to go dive in the water, but the police officer said they've got it. They were both Navy veterans. I'm not sure if they were divers, but they were Navy veterans, according to the story. And they literally had to swim down and get her. And she was, I want to say she was unresponsive when they first got her out. The rescue began at 8:14 p.m., it says. And by 8:42, she was on the way to the hospital, alert and responsive, because of two quick thinking, quick acting men in blue. And folks, when you talk about things like defund the police, that's also the kind of thing you're defunding, by the way. These guys are out there. Men and women in blue are out there every day and night doing stuff like this all over the nation. And the only thing that gets the headlines is when Antifa riots and one of them gets cracked in the head, and they deserve it usually, and somebody wants to protest. Or when one bad thing happens, and it's a bad thing, when someone dies, but that one thing, that one occurrence does not reflect on all law enforcement. And yet the reactionary stuff you see nationwide, defund the police, we need to go into social policing, we need to have, instead of having police, we'll have, you know, have social justice warriors walk out there and try to speak soothingly to people. No, when you do that, you do away with things like this. With the police officer, the title of the article, I just tweeted it out. If you want to, by the way, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Sin, that's S-E-N, at Sinfield Williams is my Twitter handle. I just tweeted the story out. The title of the, or the article is titled as, "I Prayed the Whole Time," said Birmingham police officer about his rescue of an 87-year-old woman. You've got a Navy veteran, two Navy veteran serving as police officers. One of them saying he was praying the entire time, who dove in the water to rescue an 87-year-old woman, and she's fine today. That, ladies and gentlemen, is what law enforcement is all about. That is a first responder, and that is just so cool. All right, we're going to that short break we got to take. Got no choice. We're going to take that break. Going to come back and wrap up the day. It's been a full day, man. I love that Grand Council segment we had. We had a triple dipper full of stuff that gave you all kinds of ammunition to go have those water cooler conversations. And I just gave you something else, too, that should brighten your day. A story about two police officers doing more than any person should be called upon to have to do in a day. And they did it all night long. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid and conservative and just plain right. Winding down the day. Listen, I know a bunch of you guys have already grabbed your car keys, filled up your briefcase, picked up your lunchbox, and headed to the car, and I'm hoping you're going to have a safe drive home. It's been something else today, and in fact, I tell you what, this is just the kind of show this is. I just did that whole thing there a minute ago, impromptu, about defunding the police and how those two police officers down in Birmingham rescued that 87-year-old woman who had driven into a flood. She was non-responsive, completely submerged, and that, when you say defund the police, that's the kind of thing you're losing. You're not just losing, you know, whether or not they deal with violent offenders on the street. You're dealing with stuff like that, too. That's true policing right there. And then, lo and behold, I just happened to flip onto to FoxNews.com during the break, and I see that the top story on FoxNews.com is that the RNC has compiled a 7-minute video of Democrat leaders using the defund the police mantra around the nation in their speeches. Things like Representative Cori Bush saying, "Suck it up, defunding the police has to happen. We got to defund the police." You know, who else was it? Beto O'Rourke saying, "You don't have one bad apple, you don't have four bad apples, you got a system-wide problem in police." You got comments in there from, oh gosh, who else? Nancy Pelosi, I think, is one of them. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And that video is up on Fox News right now. Didn't know it was there, but it just proves what I said. Defunding the police is a lie. Hey, I got time for one quick phone call. I'm going to go to line four, Scott from Decatur. Hey, Scott, Phil Williams on Right Side Radio. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so I was wondering, would it be possible for the state to pass legislation that gives parents the ability to recall school boards?
Huh.
I mean, set the standard high, but give it a statewide legislation for parents to be able to do that.
Well, so interesting you say that, Scott. So when I first got elected, when Republicans flipped the state legislature back in 2010, we came into office for the first regular session in 2011. And a longtime Democrat, a guy named Roger Bedford, who's right here in this listening area, actually, Roger dropped a bill to allow recall elections. And I personally asked him in committee, I said, you've been here in Montgomery for 30 years. Why are you just now dropping this bill? And he gave me this look, and he said, I just felt like it was time. What he was saying was he didn't want it when his party was in power. He just wants it now. And so here's the deal, Scott, to your point. We don't have recall elections in Alabama, and they can be abused. I saw the governor, Scott Walker, up in Wisconsin, the teachers union trying to wear him out on recalls twice. They're very expensive. I think the best recall is the next time you go to the polls. Well, and so that's just my thought.
I believe they have to have a high standard. You know, you have to have a petition with 20% of the registered voters in the district or something like that.
No, I think you're right on that, though. Yes. If we had it at all, it would have to be a high standard, because that's really saying something when you overturn the original will of the people. Yeah, great point, Scott. I don't think we're there at this point in Alabama. I don't think we'll see that put in place. You could see where it could be abused, but you're right. The standard would have to be high to make it work at all. Hey, great call, Scott. Thank you for your time on that. And that's the kind of thing, by the way, keep thinking of that kind of stuff, Scott, and other right side ruffians out there. Keep thinking of that kind of stuff, because we've got to know what our rights and opportunities are, all right? We've got to be able to deal with the issues as they come up. Sometimes it might just have to wait till the next election, but nonetheless, don't stop thinking, all right? There are ways of working this stuff, and we've got to do it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Also live online at rightsideradio.org. We'll be back here tomorrow, ending up the week, 2 to 5 p.m. Solid conservative and just plain right. Coming up next, the great one, Mark Levin. Back tomorrow.